God bless all you wonderful people. Thank you for showing up again at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom and I really appreciate you and thank you for your prayers. God bless you. Father, thank you for blessing all the listeners out there. Lord, we're all needy people. We need your touch. And we thank you for anointing Brother Freedom again, as you do so often. You've given him a message, or the kernel of a message, that's going to sprout forth by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just thank you that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm thankful that we can preach your word and it remains in tune, in time, in season, because you never change. And I just praise you this day. I thank you this day that I don't have to go back and try to remember nothing, because I just, you're always special. And Lord, I don't have to go and see what sermon was preached here. I don't do none of those things. But I know you're wonderful. Pray that you'll bless this day. Bless those people that hear. And those that cannot hear, you still bless these people throughout the world today that need your help. You need your strength. Father, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the Bible says, it says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Spirit of God. And touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know, I was thinking about it today. This message has been heard back the very beginning. God says, I want a people that's not like the Philistines, Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Amalekites, and all those things. I want a people that's my people. I want a people that look like me. And as he went down to Egypt, and he got the children of Israel, and had the 12 tribes, he brought them back out of Egypt. And they didn't get to when they crossed the sea there, and they was all murmuring. They actually wanted to go back to the garlic and the things that they'd learned as the Egyptians. And that's why we do the same thing when God saves us, fills us with his wonderful power, wonderful blessings, and we got a renewed spirit, we got a special excitement, we got a special joy, and we just, everything's just up and up, up above where we're supposed to be. And as long as we want to go back and mingle with the old past ways. Many times we get worse than that. We uncover them. We take them and re-erect them. If you're not careful in this, we lose all of our spiritual power. When we do this, hear me right now, when you go in reverse, you lose all power. So then you're on your own. And you know, the enemy, he knows what's going on, so he's going to be at your door. But many times he lets you alone because he's got you so entangled in his works. He's going to let you believe that you're doing good when he's just laughing at you. You're not an overcomer. You don't have too much love. You don't have too much concern about yourself or your family or no one else because you're being deceived. And to have a proper walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to learn, all of us, from pastors to laymen, whatever, who we are, we got to learn to be an overcomer. And God many times gives us time. That's the growing part. He tells us to come out from among them that we might be separated. It says, having therefore these promises dear to the beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. See, God's saying, I've given this problem out here, but I've given you help that you can overcome. God did this. We have to be a tried people. Doesn't this sound reasonable? If he's going to try you, you're not going to have no temptations. You're not going to have, we face these things, but we learn to be an overcomer in what we face. And we learn that we're not a goody, goody, goody person. We just need help all the time. And we realize that our lives without the Lord Jesus Christ, we spoil and we get rotten. We get without character. We get pretty ugly to look at. We get badness sometimes. We can't look at ourselves. And sometimes this works the place that we see, well, I'm such a wreck that I've got to go back to where I once was. Like a prodigal son. He left his father's house and he goes and takes up wonderful living, he thought, but for long, he spent his living, riotous living. He probably hit all the the honky-tonks, all the big times. He had all the big shows. He had all the fun, but he could not have the love of God. And I believe that was the hardest thing on him. He felt, I once loved. He felt so ugly. I know I felt myself this way. I have felt so ugly. I thought, how in the world could I have done what I've done? If we all want to be truthful, we've all been there. Bible says we're not lust after the opposite sex. How many times does that come to men and maybe even women? How many times we go out and get into even riotous living? And I'll take it a little bit longer. How many times do we pick up the bottle of spirits? How many times do we get listen at the ways of this world? And we're not just looking at it, we're in it. And the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. He that loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But we don't no longer just look at it, we're in it. We're working with him. Many times we're proud of it. But shame on us, we need to get back to the Lord. Because if we die in that estate, I believe, I am not once saved, always saved. I believe if we die at that time, we're going to miss heaven. I've known some people that have died, and I question where they end up. Now, there's people say, well, you know, that maybe before they took that last breath, they said, Lord, forgive me. Well, I'm just saying what I felt, boy. Sometimes it took me a day or two to pray back through. Maybe a week. So are you going to gamble on your life that you can get out here and live like you please? But we got some modernistic pastors nowadays that say you can live, do what you want, once you want saved, and you're all right. But I don't believe it. I believe we have to come out from this world. We must be separated. We must be without reproach. We must be an example. And God's trying to get us to be examples while we live here. Just like Job, when God allowed Job to be tempted, Job didn't cave in. But many times we, as God's people, cave in. Job lost everything he had. But you know, God was merciful, giving Job back twice as much as he had before. Job had something in his heart that many of us haven't learned. He says, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. He was going to put God first, whatever happened. And see, Job had to be tested. And I really believe that most Christians, time after time, I've been tested. Time after time, I've went through troubles, through perilous times, through manifold failures, and things seem like one problem right after another. But hopefully, I learned where I could stay true. And out there today, God said, be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you. God wants to be our Father. You know, it's wonderful to have God as your Father because your Father provides for his children. And God's the best Father there ever been. And he'll provide for his children. He'll make a way for you. He'll keep you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He'll keep you in the times of you won't have to want for substance. I believe this. He will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright before him. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright before him. That's our wonderful God. The Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? And all these things, we're more than conquerors through him, which loved us. Conquerors just mean that you got a warfare out there. Though we walk in the flesh, we don't war in the flesh. The weapons of warfare are not carnal. Mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination. Casting down imagination in every high thing that exalts itself against the Spirit of God. Bringing every thought to you in the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. We as God's people have to go in that order. Though we walk in the flesh, we don't wear it. With the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We have to learn this, and that's to us. That's Christians. And I truly believe after we begin a Christian, then's when the warfare starts. They've got a new modernistic age that not nothing happens. Boy, but I think everybody's got a little bit out from the Word of God. And you got to learn that God's all power. And I don't believe that we can learn it unless we go through the things that we have to learn to be all power in God. I really believe it helps us in growing into our relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, well, we have to go through these things. We learn to rely in such a way that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches which are in glory. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. Now unto him is able to keep you from falling and prevent you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God wants that we learn these truths in being an overcomer. We would not learn these things because there wouldn't be no need to, because you know it all. Nothing's going to happen to you, and everything you're just saved by, and you just don't have to worry. You're just shoo-in for heaven. But I don't believe that. Maybe it's just me. If you believe your way, you just hang on to it. But I believe my way. If you're right, I'm going to make it. But if you're wrong, and I'm right, you're going to need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. See, you're standing on a hope that God's going to look over all your problems, all your failures, and you come to that little selfish belief. That's the wrong kind of faith, because I don't believe we have faith where there's sin. Faith is built on righteousness. Faith is built on holiness. Faith is built on, because God is so pure, so holy, without example, us, we want to be the same way. We're his children, and his children would be, his offspring would be not true bloodline. Our bloodline would be very loose living. And I believe that God wants a children that's up higher than that, a very higher calling, a higher direction. And that with that direction, you may have troubles, but you know where to go. You know where to seek. And you have a vision that you know you're going to make it with God's help. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's in you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You can have these as part of your character. But if you give out here and just living any old way, and I've seen some of these say, well, you know, you just once saved, you're always saved. But I don't believe that's according to the Word of God. I don't believe it's real. And if you're out there tonight, I would question it myself. I would get in and read the Word of God, just study the Word of God, because I believe that's just someone that wants to have numbers, wants to have a church filled. And you know, you can have a church full of sinners, and you still got sinners. You need a church full of those filled with the Spirit of God, alive. Then you're going to have revival. You're going to hear your prayers answered. You're not going to have your prayers answered that way, because God wants a separated people. He says he wants a holy people. It says, without holiness, no man shall please God. So holy living, I believe, is up to date with God, and God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he wishes for us this day to remain in holiness, walking in victory, walking according to the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in repentance if we need to be, repentance of God, call upon God. The Bible says in Hebrews, if we ever come against, spurn against the love of Christ, there is no more forgiveness of sin. So we got to be careful that we don't come against the Lord Jesus Christ when we lose that repentance. You study that out in Hebrews. It talks about it. And we got to be careful after what happened. What's known, if we go back, there's no more remission of sin. That's what it says. If you once know, he that knoweth do right doeth not to him sin. But if you have known and the word's been sinned to you once and you do it again, there's no more remission of sin. That's the way I read it. Read it. I know that's pretty straight, but God, I know, is very forgiving. But I think after there comes a time when God doesn't look the other way. I've seen some pretty good-looking people that were pretty fancy. They looked really like they had a lot of God at one time, but tonight I know they're way off out there. And this has happened to lots of people. So I don't believe that everybody could always never known God at any time. Because that's what they say, they never knew God. But I don't believe that's really, because that's going to get down to real. There again, nobody in your church is going to be, and have never known God. See, you're just backing yourself into a corner. Because you're just saying, well, no, I guess I didn't have a, no, I know when I had that walk with the Lord, it was real. And I've had some bad days since that day. But I had to go back because that real day, I want another real day. And I don't want to be said, I make God myself a liar, that I didn't have nothing then. I had something then. And I want something now. And I would be behoove me to say, hey, I didn't have nothing. I did have something. And I believe a lot of people had something. Bible talks about falling away. And I believe we all this night and this day have to be careful that we don't fall away from the grace of God, that we might be careful. The Bible says we might be careful to even entertain angels unaware. We need to really to walk softly. I believe that God's telling us we need to walk softly. We might walk in His uprightness, not in our uprightness, but in His, that we might be a holy vessel of praise. I really believe it's something to look into out there. If you feel that if your life has been going backwards, I believe that God will forgive you. But I believe that if you had once known God, don't let no one take that day from you. Go back and I'm going to re-stumble on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to say that it wasn't real because God is real. And I believe that's worse because that's making a lie out of the works. And God, every day with Him is real. And I believe that every day if we fail God, that comes in our heart just like the prodigal son. Oh, I want to return to my Father. Father, I want to return to you today. I want to give my heart. I want to call on you this day. I want a purity of your forgiveness. I want you to make me over again. And I believe that God will do it. I believe He'll do it till the day that we die. We just got to keep doing it. I know that we're not supposed to go backwards, but if we do, let's don't give up either. Keep on seeking God, just like a soldier. I mean, you never can stop trying. You're not going to give up. And that's the way that this world, this way with Christ. And I'll tell you, some of our churches teach such loose living that folks, you out there, you're doing a good job. I'll tell you to stay where you are because you're not getting fed much. And you need to get fed by the Spirit of God. You need to be alive. The glory of God should be alive in you. The Word of God should be alive. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you out there and haven't had a meal in a long time, I feel for you this night. You need to get your tank full this day. You need to get full of God's love. You need to get overcoming with His power. Bless you this night. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this night. Encourage them. Strengthen them this night. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. That's the Word of God. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And Father, we just praise you this day. Hey, oh, praise God. We pray for the overcomers. We pray that they'll be blessed this night. Help them this night. Encourage them. We pray for America this night. We pray for the world this night. We pray wherever you are over the world. We pray that you'll have a new relationship, a new power, a new holiness with God, that you might walk according to His wonderful Spirit. Father, I just praise you. Bless this day. Bless this word in a very powerful way. And I pray that you'll meet the needs of your people. I pray that you'll bless them in a mighty way. We thank you. Pray that you'll love these people. Touch them in a mighty way. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless. Amen.